This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. For a little more than a week, we've been able to watch thousands of athletes from around the world compete in a variety of events at the Olympic Games in London. There has been quite a bit of coverage of gymnastics and swimming, but what about some of the lesser-known sports? Today, we begin a series that shines a light on some of the Olympic sports that are receiving coverage, but perhaps not in prime time. We begin with table tennis, a sport that was developed as an after-dinner game played by upper-class English families in the late 19th century. Over the years, the sport has spread around the world, and you can even play it right here in Northwest Arkansas. Russ Hamilton is a coach at the Northwest Arkansas Table Tennis Club, which meets at the Rogers Activity Center. He recently moved to the area from Dallas, and he has been involved in the sport for more than 20 years. As a player, he played table tennis at Texas Wesleyan University, which has won 49 national titles in the sport since the program's inception in 2002.
The game has definitely evolved, I'd say, more than other sports. I think the main reason is they're trying to make it more appealing to TV audiences. That's why they've made the ball bigger. That's why, because they were trying to slow the ball down so that they would have longer rallies. The only challenge to that is at the same time they're making rubbers and rackets faster and faster, so it's kind of offsetting the ball size.
At this year's Olympics, there are 172 athletes competing in four medal events, men's and women's singles competition and men's and women's team competition. Since table tennis became an Olympic sport in 1988, China has won 20 of the 24 available gold medals. Actually, make that 22 of 26. China picked up two more gold medals in the singles competition last week. During the Olympics, singles matches are played over the best of seven games, with the first player to 11 points by a margin of two clear points winning each game. Team matches consist of four singles matches and one doubles match, each played over the best of five games. An important part of the game is the serve, and Russ explains that one of the rules you may notice during a match is referred to as a let.
There's a let where, you know, you serve the ball, it hits the net, lands on the other side, and you can do it again. But there is no second chance in table tennis. Once you toss the ball, it's live. Mm-hmm. And when I say toss the ball, they must throw the ball up 6 inches before they contact it. One common rule that sometimes gets called is players throwing the ball or hiding the ball, meaning that they use their left, if they're a right-handed player, they'll use their left arm to hide the ball. It's very hard to explain over the radio, but that is now, you cannot hide the ball. You have to show the ball. That is also a new rule in recent times.
Unlike tennis, where a player serves for an entire game, in table tennis, the service changes after every 2 points have been scored.
One thing you'll see in the Olympics is they will serve generally short. And short is defined as the ball is going to, if they didn't touch it, bounce once on your side and at least two times on your opponent's side. The reason for that is because they don't want their opponent to attack it. Anytime the ball bounces long, it can be attacked. So that's one kind of key thing to watch is they will definitely, you'll wonder, why are they serving so slow? Why are they serving so short? That is why, as they're trying to avoid the opponent attacking it and winning the point outright.
Russ says people often compare table tennis to tennis, but there are differences.
You'll notice for one thing that the net is all one height versus in tennis, it's actually tapered down in the middle. So you'll see in the sport, people will use the entire court to try to win points. Serve and follow, much like regular tennis, is probably one third of the points are won just on serve and follow. Most people love watching exhibition table tennis where the guy is back 20 feet and lobbing up the points. It does occasionally happen, but the sport has gotten so fast that the points are over pretty quick. As far as differences, there's different styles, different rubber. I say one thing that's very difficult for people to appreciate is the spin on the ball. You'll see people miss serves. They're really slow. They're very short to the net. Why are people missing these easy shots? The spin that's on there is very hard to comprehend unless you're actually trying to return it.
In addition to the table, the other main piece of equipment is the racket. Russ explains each person's racket can be different because they can choose different lengths for their pips. Pips are the small bumps that you'll see on their racket. Russ says the equipment must be approved, but a player could have different pips on each side of the racket, which has a different color on each side of it.
These two colors are because potentially the player has different rubber on each side. They can play with real spinny ball on one side and play with something that reverses the spin on the other, in theory. But they designate one side black, one side red, and they have to show their opponent before the match. For example, one of the players from Korea actually plays with long pips on one side and smooths on the other, and he'll attack with one side and chop with the other. In doing so, his opponent has to watch that every single point, because if he flips, which occasionally he will totally throw his opponent off.
While table tennis can be a very fast sport, there is quite a bit of technique involved in that short amount of time.
Most people hit it very flat back and forth, kind of like they're hitting against a wall, but you actually have to trust the physics of actually coming over the ball and forward. And you'll see that on the tape. You'll also, or on the Olympics, you'll also see that there's a lot of speed involved, and it's not so much running, but it's more like quick aerobic movement. And generally, players will try to get to their forehand no matter where the shot is. So in general, players' backhands are much weaker than their forehands. So you will see the players often turn the corner, we'll call it, where they turn and use their forehand from their backhand. As far as styles, you'll see that there's a pen holder style versus shake hand style. Shake hand is basically you're holding the racket as if you're shaking hands with somebody. And pen holder style is kind of like you're holding the racket kind of like a pen. The pen holder style was more popular in Asia and was very dominant for 20 years. I would say today it's much more shake hand oriented. In the top players in the world, I believe only one of them actually plays with the pen holder still. And that style, they will actually do what's called reverse pen holder, where they'll use the reverse side on the backhand side, which is pretty unique.
So if the average Olympic viewer hasn't had as much experience with table tennis as Russ, why can they appreciate the sport?
I'd say the hand speed, the footwork, in some cases the spectacular nature of appreciating how fast they're moving and still keeping it on the table. When you think of other sports, say baseball, where you bat 300 and you're an all-star, in table tennis you cannot miss. I mean, you absolutely cannot miss. In tennis, where you get two chances to serve, in table tennis, you cannot miss. There is such a preciseness to playing and consistency and speed that it's pretty unique for all those things.
Table tennis competition continues this week with the women's team final scheduled for tomorrow and the men's team final slated for Wednesday. If you're interested in playing the sport locally, the Northwest Arkansas Table Tennis Club meets from 5 to 8 Tuesday and Wednesday nights at the Rogers Activity Center, and there's a small fee to participate. More information is available at nwattc.com.